my guest today. First, I want to welcome my co-host, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series, owner of Hollow Man Publishing and American May VA. Paul, how are you? And I know you're excited about our guest.
I am excited today. We have Mitchell Carnes with us, and he is a Christian writer and a speaker. So he's going to tell us all about some of his writings and experiences. Welcome, Mitchell.
Well, thank you. Where do you want me to start?
All right. Let's talk about this, kind of go right into specifically why you became an author. Tell me.
I've wanted to be a writer ever since I can remember. I mean, started writing. So sixth grade was probably the first thing I remember putting a whole story together. Then tried to get on with, back then you could do letter to the editor on the newspaper. And so finally about end of high school, I started getting where I writing quite a bit with the short stories first. And I had a teacher that found out that, and she just encouraged me and really sparked me onto writing. So my first book published was this one. It's The Scales of Justice. Had a different name at the beginning. And this is one that I worked on with a publisher, and he had an editor, and they kind of changed the story because I had an original book about an assassin.
Okay.
And he wanted the prequel to that. So I wrote two stories in one. And then ever since then I've been writing young adult fantasy as well as the adult mystery. And most of them have a Christian emphasis.
You found this is a passion, right? It's amazing. Oh. Paul and I have met so many authors in our careers. And there's just something about an author that makes you passionate about writing. And you're starting on another book always. Right.
It's a whole new series that I'm trying to pitch right now. So,
and basically, do you work through a publisher? Or you do a lot of stuff. Are you an indie author?
The first one I did was independent. Then I worked through a publisher out of Texas, Black Rose Writing, and they did the 4-book series of these. And now I'm working with an agent, and we're pitching a Christian mystery, and it's a homicide detective here in Nashville. And she grew up as a missionary's daughter and has a tainted vision of the church and of God. And so the story arc over 6 books is her reconciliation with all of that.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then it all worked. It came from you going out there and keep writing, right? That's the big recommendation. If you're an author, just keep writing books.
And you can't have thin skin.
Because the first book is not going to be your book. It's going to be many books.
Right.
And then finally, either you get published or one of your books takes off. And then you find your passion becomes a movie, all those different things. Authors have to keep going. I've had stories of people, you know, went to a major publisher and they self-published for years. And they put their manuscript out all the time. Denied, denied, denied. Then finally it happened. And then they gained their audience and then they made it a career at one point.
Yeah, and you're so naive when you first start because you think once I finish the book, there it is, and that's everything. Now you have to be a promoter, a marketer, as well as an author.
And I think you're probably your best. You're great with putting the team together and all that. But everyone, as an author, is having the biggest challenges when it comes to marketing today because the costs of paid advertising versus the costs of doing it yourself. It's a lot of work.
Right. And I don't know about the rest of the authors, but I have a harder time promoting myself than I do my works. And so it's a kind of a mixed bag on that.
Okay. So you're good at promoting, and you know, a personal brand is huge in authors.
Right.
It's a gigantic thing. Is personal brand is huge for authors because the fact is that, you know, without going out there and being likable, people aren't going to buy your books. And your first scale, and I'm kind of figuring this out, and I'm going to give a tip to everyone listening to this program, because it took me finally being able to take authors that we published from the beginning before finding an author like you and said, hey, you joined my agency 5 years in. Well, it's too darn late. It's not too darn late, but it's too darn late for me to figure out what are those missing components at the beginning. They always had success. They grew their following. They built all these things. But there was a missing component. And that missing component is your first tier line of selling books. Mm-hmm. If you're not willing to go out and hustle to your friends, family, and other people around and build a huge following, and they're your first tier of people that you send to your book And your email list, forget it. It's not happening. You know, I had Brian Cuban, Mark Cuban's brother, on my show yesterday, and he literally is hustling himself where he goes and DMs people every day just to opt into his email list, nothing else, 6 months before his book comes out. And that's showing again, wow, that's the dedication an author has to give. And I was blown away by him. He's telling me all this, and he was telling me this during this interview. Isn't that crazy, Mitchell?
I've had publishers that liked this new book that I'm pitching, but my author
following
platform wasn't large enough for them to invest in. So that's where I'm starting to have to build all of that over again.
And that's the challenge, and that's not easy. And that's where, thank goodness, I have an agency that does that and is successful with that, but it is what it is. And it's something that we build organic, real followers that are leads. Because right. A lot of people will create stuff for you, but once you fire them, they're done. Or you let them go and say, hey, I can't do it anymore. It stops. When you build an organic group of digital assets, it's a big thing. So let's talk about, why should people read your books? Kind of give us that hustle why.
Well, the market that I'm going after is a Christian market, but I'm really targeting the group that has had a bad experience with church. And so they're kind of standoffish. They're disillusioned, disenchanted with church. And so the main character that I usually have is someone that's struggling with that issue. There is a Christian character in each of those books that helps to pull them further. But they have this looking in from the outside image of church being a bunch of thou shalt nots and a people, you know, thumping you with the Bible. And so what I'm trying to do is show Christ's love through these stories. And so through the mystery and through the, the first one here where an assassin ends up meeting a Christian woman, falls in love with her, and all of his life has been dedicated to trying to find out who killed his father. And so once he finds that person, he now has a conscience and now has this other issue he's building with and struggling against. So that's who I'm targeting. And, you know, for these, this is Dungeons and Dragons series. They couldn't let me use that name, so I call it Warriors and Thieves. But this is for young boys. I played it a long time. I got...
It's a very big, huge community.
Christian for playing it. And so this is Christian boys playing this game, and they want to get into the game. And so my tagline for the series was, getting in the game was a dream of a lifetime. Getting out was a nightmare no one anticipated. So they becoming the characters.
I love it. Best place people can go to purchase the books, where can they learn more about you? Where they come?
Amazon.com, or they can go to my website, MitchellSKarns.com.
All right. We appreciate it, Mitchell. I know it's so great to hear the success of your books, meaning getting it out there to get the right people that want to take it to the next level with your agent and everything. I know that you're dedicated, and dedication is such an important thing. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, I appreciate you and Paul inviting me on.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.